Tainis Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. We just went through the Seder HaTainis, the first Seder HaTainis, which were Al Yechidim, Talmid Chachamim, the next set of three, and then an additional seven for a total of 13. Lemaisa, by this point of time, if they're not answered, Mamash HaYidei storming the gates of Shemayim with 13 Tanesim, the Mishnah says, Avru Elu V'Leinanu, all these Tanesim Rachmanim from past, and they weren't answered. So that means that the Rebbein Shem Kiviyochel is closing the gates of Shemayim. We're in Nidui, Kiviyochel from Avinu Shema Shemayim. In the Mele, it behooves every single member of Klai Yisrael to go into a state of Avelus. That's what Avelus is. Avelus is a state of Richuk. Mimatin b'maso maton. Mimatin over here, by the way, doesn't mean it's Loshna Mishnah. But Mimatin doesn't mean you do less business. Mimatin means not to do. Which means that the Pashtus and Mishnah is saying that every business, a person is not allowed to keep open a store. So what the Mefarshim understand, Al Pi the Gemara, is that the only thing we're talking about over here is an expression of something which goes against the state of Avelus. What they call B'loshin HaGemara, Maso Matan Shel Simcha. That means if a person is going to a store to buy himself a new set of china, Kishma Gezach, we're not talking about business. Person allowed to keep open a store. People are allowed to be mefarnes themselves. What we're talking about over here is a person not being oisik in activities that are enjoyable and simcha inducing. The type of thing that you make shechiyonu on, buying and selling new suits and new clothing and new sheitloch and new sets of china and new decorations for the house. That's something that a person should be oisik in such a time. The Mishnah continues in the same vein. Bebinyan ubinati, a building. Doesn't mean you're not allowed to build. It means a binyan shel simcha. Binyan shel simcha is putting up a wedding hall or putting up a new apartment for children that are getting married. Definitely a davar maybe simcha. Binatiyah. Natiyah is also a binyan shel simcha. Natiyah means planting. What does that have to do with simcha? So here, it's not mamish shel simcha of a marriage. Over here is you're planting a tree, not for parnosa. Planting a tree, stop. A person wants to redo his garden. He wants to have a tree to sit in the shade for the view. So that one shouldn't do in such a time. Be'erus and b'nesun, there's an isser muchletes on getting married. U'b'she'ela sholem ben odem l'chaveroi. She'ela sholem ben odem l'chaveroi. It's a sign of avelus. So one doesn't ask. There's an azifa from the Rebbein Shem. One is not shoyel b'shloim chaveroi. Kibnei odem hanezufin lamokim. That's the state. The nezifa, as if we've been given a patch, a talking to Rachman al Tzom from the Rebbein Shlom. Hayichidim, the Talmid Chacham, Chayzum, Musan, Machiyetze, Nisan. Nisan remembers the end of the rainy season. Yeah, the beginning of the parak. The last bit of the rainy season goes all the way, according to one Shita, the Gabi Mashav Aruch, until the end of Nisan. After that, davening for rain is counterproductive, because Yotza Nisan, what it means to say is v'lo yorduk shamen, or yotze nisan, and there was no geshamim, and then yorduk shamen in ear. You can read it either way. Yotze nisan v'lo yorduk shamen. That's why in some gears it's this way. Then it rained would be simen klolo. Shenema haloy k'tzir chitim ayon. Is the pasuk say v'shmuel? Where Shmuel Hanavi produced an es b'mei k'tzir chitim, which is ear. That's when it was planted, the Zman of the Karban Omer. And there should be rain in that period of the year, is a similar klal. Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Seder Tanias Ketzad. Now, we said before in Perek Aleph, a whole Seder of Tanias, we didn't describe what they look like. What does the Tanias look like? Metzien es ha-teva l'chove shel ir v'noisten eifa makla agabi ha-teva. It's worth making agdoma. Haloi, the point of a tainis is not that people should be hungry. The point of the being hungry is to bring a person into an induced state of kirvus Hashem. If a person is not satisfied and feeling good in his olam hazadik state, so he looks upward. A tainis is an inui in order to create. Even the lashon of tzoim is meloshon tzimtzum. It's mitzamtzum a person in order to be more focused on his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So listen what a tainis looked like in Bimei Chazal. It doesn't exactly look like how a tainis is. They took out the teva l'rchoiva shel ir, with the Sifrei Torah, They put as a sign of Avelus, like we have on the eggs, or we put on a chosin's head, walking down to the chuppah, Eifa Makla on the table. Uberosha Nosi, Uberosha Bezin, they put on Eifa Makla on the heads. Now, everybody is doing the same thing that they're doing, so why are the Rosh Nosi and the Rosh HaBezin singled out? The answer, the way it's explained, Tais Yamta speaks it out, is that they, as the Rav explains, have the Eifer Makla put on their head by somebody else. It's more of a statement. B'losh Chazal, it's more a Dovish of Busha. Everybody puts on their own heads. And the Mishnah precedes the Rosh HaNosi, Rosh HaBezin. The Eifer Makla was put on their heads by somebody else. And this is the way we do it, by the way, before a chuppah, is that it's not just the chosin doesn't put it on, put on by somebody else. Others have the minig, the tzaddik kedushin puts it on. It should be a symbolic statement of tzar. After that, everybody puts on their own head. Hazokin shebehem oimel lefneim divi kvushim. Zokin, tam chochem, the leader of each tzibur, should say divi kvushim. The Rav teaches kvushim is Dvorim shekoyfshim liboy shalodom lachzir lemutov. Losh Chazal divrei kivushim means divrei musim. Achenu, he says, loy neva ba'anshe ninve. It doesn't say ba'anshe ninve who are the ultimate tshuva doers. Vayar alekim es sakum es tanisom, el vayar alekim es maseyim, kishovu midarkam oro. They did sit b'tshuva. They did sit b'sak v'efer. But that's not what the Rebbein Shem saw. The Rebbein Shem saw the pnimiyas, kishovu midarkam oro. And this is why this is the Haftarah of Yom Kippur by Mincha, because it's more a person's tshuva amitis, not just going through the motions. So this pasuk is even more explicit. It says, "Klor levavchem v'al bigdechem." Tear the insides, the pnimius, the hergeshim, the maisim, not the clothing. Now, what's interesting is the Kabbalah, the Taitcha Kabbalah is divrei neviim. So the second pasuk is a pasuk in Yoel. The first pasuk is a pasuk in Yoino. Why would the second one be called Divrei Kabbalah, which is a name for Divrei Neviim? And they're both from the same Sefer. They're both from Trei Asa. So the Mefarshim have different ways of saying, but it boils down to the same thing. Divrei Kabbalah is used as a nusach for a tzivui, a mitzvah, that's mitzvah mipi ha-Neviim. L'moshul Mikra Megillah, which came from Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, that there was still Neviim, has a chomer, it's called Divrei Kabbalah. It's a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. It's not stam midivrei Sofrim, it's midivrei Kabbalah. The pasuk says, V'kiru levavchem al bedechem, that's an instruction. It's said as an instruction. The first pasuk is just, the pasuk is saying an account of what happened. Vayalakim v'sakam v'stanitzim. It doesn't say as an instruction, a halokha. So it's not called Divrei Kabbalah. Alternatively, the Tveres Yisrael says, you'll say the Vayalakim v'sakam v'stanitzim is written by Goyim, Zanche Nidveh. So maybe it can't be construed as an instruction. So Mamela, it's not called Divrei Kabbalah.